guy wanted to convert his big boat that he bought with twin big blocks in it, wanted to convert it to diesel. And I debated on doing the job for the guy, and he kept begging me. And my better judgment. I agreed, as long as he researched everything and he got everything we needed to do the job. All I can tell you is that was a very long, very, very long winter when I did that job.
WA2KOP. No? You got twins. Right there. You gotta do it twice. Did he change the shaft size? Struts? When he repowered? Or did he stay the same horsepower?
Changed everything. That's where the nightmare began. Different transmission, different shafts. Oh. It was not fun. Not fun at all. He called the guy in to do the fiberglass work, for the new stuffing boxes and everything. Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. And you got to do it twice. Do it one time. Just doing the struts, the shafts, new cutlass bearing, all that stuff. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you had to remount everything. Yada, yada, yada. That in itself is a big job. Swapping everything out, ripping out the gas tanks, going to diesel. You change the fuel tanks. Fuel system, electrical system. You gotta line everything. All that good stuff. It's a once in a lifetime job for a weekend warrior.
I told him, I said, this is insane. You know, and another guy, he saw those engines and fell in love with them. Well, I want to do the same thing, but he couldn't use his transmission. He had to go with the bigger transmission. Well, his boat was not long enough, so off the bay shore it went. It went off the bay shore. They hacked off the rear of this sport fisherman and moved it back 6 feet.
That's done more often than people think, you know. I know at least of two downeaster type boats, you know, lobster type boats. One of them was at my marina. Waterline on the transom. By the time he got the rise of the hull. The hull rises back up towards the transom from, you know, fore and aft. The water line at the transom is probably an inch below the bottom. I've seen another one out in Star Island Marina in Montauk. Amazing. It's like, working on plumbing on an old house. You touch it, you keep going, and you keep going, and you keep going.
W-283. Oh, shit. Don't even go there. You ain't kidding. How about you? Took them a year and a half to extend the boat. I'll never forget that. I called my buddy up at Cummins. sent me down a little back wall. I go, kids at Coyote Even Base, should I come back? And the guy calls me up and goes, I changed my mind. You changed your mind? Yeah, I'm not going with two. I'm going to go with three.
What? Three engines in a boat?
Three, what was it, 3208, I think? I think it was 3208. I can't remember. Three of them. One port, one starboard, one up further, midship, with a longer shaft.
What size boat was it? Did this thing ever get built? And then actually sea trial?
Started out at 46, wound up being a 52-foot boat when it was done. And he's taken it several times down to the canyons. He's taken it to Florida. I know he got it down in Florida right now. I believe this winter, I believe he took it throughout the Caribbean.
Were you on it? I guess you were on it when you ran it, right? When you seat-filed it and did a repow?
I went out on the first canyon run with them. After just a little test run. Make sure everything was all good. Temperatures were right. Fuel pressures were all even. The flow meter, watching it suck down, 41 gallons per hour.
So, strange combination here. I guess he put that turbine right in the middle somewhere. How did it ride?
How did it ride? Well, all I can tell you is, I think that's the fastest I've been on a big boat. The thing just unbelievable. He had some guy come in from Cummins. And basically did a fuel sequencing computer setup on it to balance out between left, right, and center as far as one engine running higher than another or anything like that. It was quite unique. So unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All I know is that thing there sitting at about, I guess it's about probably like 2200 RPMs, you're cranked it along pretty good.
WA2KLP. Well, somebody knew what they were doing. If it all came out right, everything rides good. I don't know how much more efficient it would be that third engine. That must have been a while ago, John. You know, where the economy is today, fuel costs and everything else, these head boats are taking a hit, you know. Must have been before they caught all these crooks out there.
And 2EB with a rowboat.
Yeah, with a broken oar, W2HCV. Yeah, this was, let me think. I wasn't even married at the time when I did all these jobs. So you're talking at least 18, 19 years ago. And funny you should say that, this guy was a commodities broker. EB, broken oar rowboat, over to you, W2HCV. Toss in the CIP like a rocket sled on rails.
Wow, cool. That's something that boats take so many gallons per hour and so inefficient. Time that we saw looking into sailboats, I think that's, we should dump our power boats for sailboats. You power squadrons, you. Alright. And just getting on to Northern State, top of the Meadowbrook here. Good morning, George. How are you? WA2KOP to get it. This is N Tweeby.
Hello, John. Good morning. WA2KOP. Well, well, well. Funny thing, you should, that should come up, huh? Working on Wall Street. There was one boat that was, this guy, it was given to him. It's called Frozen, that's another one. Frozen Assets, that's a different one. Frozen Assets is one that, is owned by a guy who does those, what do you call those? Something genics, you freeze things, you know? There's another boat that the guy I met one time got, just given to him by a guy from Wall Street. It had a name, like, you know, a funny name like that. A little tough fishing on a sailboat. Tough trolling. Trolling with outriggers. Got enough tackle up there. And, trying to get close to the striped bass, especially, instead of, running aground with that keel. Don't think I haven't thought about it, though. Certainly have thought about it. Or, where I got this boat I got now. But since I'm going to sign, I'm downtown Burbank here. Got to get up a little earlier, John. A little rich. Anyway, with that, let me say 73s. ACB to get it to all. Have a great day. WA2K, open listening.
Morning, John. 73 George. This is AA2 Quebec Lima.
AA2 Quebec Lima. W2 HTV. 73 George. Anyway. TV, my next boat, if I ever do venture across the side to buy another boat, will be by the way of the big old giant sail with a fan dipole going from stem to bow, stern to bow, and a big old five-band diamond on top of the mast. Just go sit out in anchor and forget about the rest of the world. There. Quebec to Lima, pick it up, pass it over to Mr. EB, W2HCB.
Thank you. Good morning at all. I'll go for that. Flat and float. Radio, relax. Fishing. Well, I guess you throw, and if a fish disturbs you, then you reel them in. Nice, relax. This is the CEO. Out of the gate running. John, clearing the pit. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Freddy. I got the Northern State legal limit, of course, and very well. No tie-ups. Anyway, yep, that's the way to go, I guess. That's nice anyway. You see these big sailboats involved. I guess it's actually more like driving a manual than driving an automatic. More involved. Anyway, gotta save your money, John, for those dance lessons, you know? Fred Astaire. Over to you, John. This is N2EB.
N2ZEB.
Oh, boy, there goes the neighborhood. Leave the door open and look what Wanda's in. Anyway, ain't find nothing for a very long time. Ain't happening. Not me, not I, Too much going on in this boy's life. You know? Anyway. Carry over to you. You pass it over to Freddy. This is W2HCB. At the CPB. College Point, Boulevard.
Good morning, all. And, I have had a fantasy for many years that I would own a sailboat. One big enough that if I wanted to go out two, three couples, we weren't tripping over each other's toes. Yet rigged so that if I was the only one who knew what they were doing, I could handle the boat. That would be nice to be able to go out on a boat like that and just enjoy the wind and the water. Freddy?
Now that's boating. Way to go out there. You don't hear the roar of a tremendous engine. You don't hear all that. Go out there and it's nice. That's the whole thing. I can handle it myself. I got a small boat and small sailboat, and I can handle it myself. I don't have to worry about it. Wind picks up. I feel confident. There's no problem. I'll probably go a little bit bigger. I got 25. Probably go like a 30, 29 or a 30, depending on how it's rigged. Easily handle it. You get too much bigger than that, then the sail gets too big and then gets a little more complicated. Nice, simple, easy. So I'm sailing by, see all the guys, they're zooming by gallons per minute, gallons per minute. I got a 6-gallon tank. At the end of the year, I have to put the rest of the gas into my lawnmower. I don't mind it. And they're laughing at me because they're zooming by. I'm laughing at them because the gas tank is doing well. That's not too bad. That, I guess. John, I had a question for you. I think are you with United? I forget. I think you mentioned it once before. I don't know, United or something like that. Maybe you can let me know. And then it goes over to MTA, John. And this is A2Q. Well, I'm doing Mach 7 on the Jackie Robinson. Over to you.
Wow, Mach 7. Wow. Yeah, I know. I'm doing like Mach 7 over here on the State Grand Central. Coming up. But probably south of the repeater, like west of the medical. But, okay, good. But just remember, Gary, don't let it, remember always to put down the ladder if you're going to decide to dive off the boat. Remember that movie, Open Waters or something like that? Oh, my God. Jumped off the boat, the boat's too high. Simple like that, you can put 20 people on, they won't be tripping over each other. Yep. So, excellent. Hi, John. So, that's your next boat, but you won't get that for a long time. Well, I guess the girls will have to get their... What kind of car is that again? Over to you, this is N2EB.
No, I take pride in my work. I don't work for United. I work for the Long Island-based company, the big rental division. So, gee, I just love when I hear these guys. Oh, I just bought this new boat. It's fantastic. Yo, it's 37 feet, 36 feet. It's got this, it's got that, it's got this, it's got that. It's got two engines in it. I said, yeah. I said, so how does it feel that every time you slam that throttle down and you're cranking along at 4,200 RPM and that little thing and that wonderful new instrumentation package they have on the boats there, and you see that you're burning an average of 31 gallons per hour. I said, how does that make you feel? Well, I really don't look at that. I just look at how fast I'm going. Okay. Yeah, well, see, I got it all planned out, see. When I eventually expire and I come back as somebody else, I'm not gonna marry for looks or personality. I'm gonna marry for money. Because you know what? Then I'll have a lot of zeros after the one. I won't have to like for friends. I'm just gonna marry for money. There. Done. Garish?
DC to TJC. A noisy TJC
it sounded like. John, I thought that's what you did this time. TJC, pick it up, hand it over to Freddie.
KC to TJC. I guess that's what I did wrong, too. What is an antenna launcher? That's what I want to know this morning. What is an antenna launcher?
The slingshot. Slingshot with a heavy rock on it, the string. That's what I call it. I'm at the end. John, I'm coming to your friends here. I'm going to stop it for a car wash. Car wash here. So I'm going to be signing. And, yeah, that's it. 31, 35 gallons per hour. I do that per year. That's the way I like it. Nice and simple. Down to the way, something that's affordable and enjoyable. Okay, he says, it takes too long. It takes too long to get there. Just when it gets there, eventually, I didn't never have to worry about the engine or nothing. Get a nice small one. Anyway, here I am. I'm going to take 73. Nice chat with you guys. Take care. It's your Monday morning. And it's, actually, I'm still going over to John. I think, JC, you're going to be giving it to John.
Okay,
73
is ready. Take care. Have a good one. And, yeah, I know where you are. You passed the car wash there on Bushwick. Yeah. Want to hang a set of climb in a tree? Want to hang up a dipole or whatever? Boy, that's the way to do. Here on the Jackie Robinson. Quite along. Moving very well. And good morning to you, TJC. Give this to John. This is N2EB.
Antenna launchers come in many shapes, sizes, and forms. They're basic. Flint shot, fishing reel attached to it. A tube, compressed air, and a valve, and a projectile with a rope on it with monofilament. Bows and arrows have been used to launch antennas. So about that post that you saw, I'm talking about a pneumatic one. After the buddy pole project, probably late spring, building a pneumatic one. One's got about 20 pounds of air. So push the button and the projectile goes out. Yeehaw. Well, all I can tell you is the Chrysler building is very well lit up today. The Empire State Building is very dim today. And, hey, sarah. So, by the time it comes back to me, I will be in the tube underneath the East River. Not wearing cement overshoes, but driving past the people with cement overshoes. So I'll catch you guys on the other side. Gary, all over to you, clean and green through the area over here, wide open. W2HCB and 2ZEC to get it.
This is the dumper, JA21CD.
I am actually east of the repeater right now, but I am heading west.
As we all know, the repeater is 2 miles west of the Meadowbrook, as John did say correctly. I didn't hear that. I didn't leave a little later this morning, but hopefully, Gary is saying that the traffic is brisk, that I will be able to make up the lost time on my tardiness this morning. Hope everyone had a good weekend. I took a little handing last night on 20 meters, and the like 20 meters had some activity last night. Did get a station in Mexico City, which wasn't bad on my vertical. I guess JC will get it, or eBay, I'm not really sure. One of you guys will pick it up. This is KA2NCD.
Yeah, I think it's my go. W2HTP left. I wanted to ask him a question about Saturday, but I have to wait till he gets out of the tunnel. And yeah, that's what I figured an antenna launcher is. But I think what they were doing was something different. So I wanted to figure out what they were doing. And Vinny, did you decide on what vehicle to get? There is an SUV. I might be saying it wrong, that the Volkswagen towing, something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that comes in TDI diesel, and that does get good gas mileage for the size of the SUV that it is. Maybe it's something to think about. I personally am a fan of diesel, although this, you know, the United States does not use as much diesel as Europe and South America, where I draw my liked diesel. If I could, I would get a diesel engine, even though it costs a little bit more, but you get good fuel economy out of it, especially with the newer ones, and they do not smell, and they're not as loud as they once used to be. I'm not sure who takes it, so go ahead and pick it up.
JB2AQN Mobile, west of the viaduct.
And what do you mean you don't know who gets this? All right. Well, keep track. Well, get in here by the car wash. And with that, now that Steve and company are on, I'm out of here. That's for sure. Yes, I'm out of here. Sorry, Dumper, but you're going to have to deal with this guy yourself. Bailing out.
He said he was in the car wash.
Washing a signal?
Dropped off. Dropped out. Sorry. 7-3. That's what he needs to do. In the car wash.
Garrett, 7-3 to you. Whoever you are. It's a DX station. This is the KB2AN, QN Mobile, west of the viaduct, north of the repeater site, and I am east of my steering wheel. Anyway, good morning. Vince, I heard you scurrying around like the little rodent that you are. You were up in, where were you? Dix Hills, I think. So what'd you see up there? You still shooting for the, what were you looking at, Hyundai's? Something like that. Santa Fe's, right? So what did you find? You'll tell us on the next over. Now who do I pass it to? Could it be Garish?
10-2 Alpha Sierra Sierra.
2-8-2-8.
Alpha Sierra Sierra, HCP recognized in that order, and Steve, you got it correct. Who's looking for the Santa Fe? I've got someone who got rid of one before it died on him, so be careful. Alpha Sierra Sierra, go to... You give it to HCB, HCB gives it to Vinny.
Hello, how are you guys? Yeah, I've been listening for a while. The 375 machine is down, so I'm on the 850, very far east. So I'll just kind of listen for a while at the risk of being annoying and scratchy. And I'm going to send it to HCB.
Alright, I don't know if I'm itchy and scratchy. I'm on second air, so third to third. So, who's I giving to? Who's I, oh, I give it to my cousin Vinny. My cousin Vinny, over to you. Morning there, Mr. Stevie. And Garish, the Santa Fe is a fantastic vehicle. You know, 100,000 mile warranty for 10 years. Woohoo! Vinny?
Good afternoon, good afternoon, what's wrong with me? Good evening, morning, John, and good morning, Greg, and anyone else that's listening on this scanner, good morning. And, sheep, or the bed nose weasel, I was out at St. James, I was at Saturn, the broker a deal, but no can do. It's a tough one out there. It's a tough nut to swallow this time around. So our Hyundai tried to broker a deal with them, but they're just, problem is I have too much negative equity in my truck, and it makes it difficult. So the only way I can stay is I got to stay with General Motors, and I don't know if I want to continue doing business with them, so, because they'll eat my payments, whereas the other ones get rolled into the payment, so well, I'm not looking to do that either. So that's where I stand. So every day I use this truck, it costs me more money now, so I don't want to hemorrhage too much longer. So my decision will be rendered in 2 weeks, and then I will contemplate my move. It's amazing how they put the pressure on you. Well, there's 0% financing, you won't have it at the end of the month. Well, I realize that the auto show will be here April 10th, and they'll make deals then, so can't listen to all the nonsense they tell you. Now, this is a byproduct of what General Motors has done to leasing, so now it's their call, not mine. This is KA2NCB on the financial aspect, and by the way, the price of oil is trading at about $52 a barrel. It has steadily stayed over $50 now for a week, so I guess, as you see, the price of gas is going back up at the pump. It's over $2 now. From down 99 to 205, I've seen it. So that's my financial report this evening, this morning.
Thank you, Vinny. I never did a lease on a vehicle. And the amount of mileage that I do, I would never think of doing it because I over-exceeded by, I think, like 4, 5, 6,000 miles. I never really calculated how much, but I do over-exceed it. I am looking myself, and basically I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I've had good success with American vehicles, and I had that one time I had a Hyundai I bought from an auction through a friend who is like a quasi-dealer, seller. And he got it for me. It was a stolen recovery. And that little Hyundai, I think it was an Accent, it only lasted for 3 months before the transmission went. And I never bothered replacing it. I just donated it. I think it's Steve. Over to you.
Alrighty then. This is the KB2E and QN Moped near Slakeville Road, which is north of the repeater. I don't know if you're aware of that, Minnie. Okay. Yeah, I gassed up yesterday in Merrick, $1.99. It's at 209 up here on Slakeville Road. Generally about 8 to 10 cents more than the South Shore of Long Island that we pay for the scenic gas stations. Anyway, okay, and the trials and tribulations of car hunting. A lot of anguish. A lot of anguish in it. I guess you're gonna take it out on everybody at the hotel. So be nice to the patients at least. It's not their fault. And I've got 132,000 on my Blazer Upper, which hasn't squeaked in 2 months. So whatever was squeaking and causing that annoying squeaking for X thousand miles has probably fallen out and now wearing out. What else did I have to offer? Spent the weekend mostly with Stacy Tracy, so relatively calm weekend. And I wanted to go out east yesterday, but I got got real cloudy after about 9:30, and I changed my mind. I ended up staying local. Boring stuff, huh? Gary?
What I would like to know is who's winning the contest, Spacey Tracy, or your little Asian doll. But it has to go over to ASS first.
I was wondering the same exact thing. I was wondering the same thing. And I think as far as buying cars, like I was talking about the economy, I think we really should stick with American. I really do, even though a lot of people may be against that idea, but that's what I do. I keep the money here. Japan didn't have any imports for, what, 45 years? And their economy is probably almost number one. So I think that's what we should do, is stick with American as much as we can, is what I would do. And I got to send it over to HCB. And see, we are waiting your response of who is winning.
Oh, yes. Buy American, buy union, support the American way. Oh, yes. Yes, so Steve, I'm dying. I'm waiting. I want to know who's winning. AC Tracy or Maurice?
Who is winning? And by the way, I am west of the repeater now, by the way. I am west of the repeater. Who is winning? Matter of fact, who's beating General Motors, too? Who's winning that war? There's a couple of wars going on. This is the dumper, KA21CD. Over to you there, JC.
Yeah, I guess I'm on the who is winning bandwagon, but how are you keeping the score? That's even more interesting. That's what should be talked about. And, HCB, what is it that was going on Saturday? I'm unclear. I'd like to know. What's a buddy bowl? And let's not go crazy on that response. But, I understand it to be a antenna pole that has, many different entrances along the side, where it gets shortened or elongated by where you place the contact, and that's what allows you what frequency it allows you to transmit and receive on the antenna. But if you put it too far away from you, I don't know how that would work, unless it's like a screwdriver antenna that's you could drive it, you could elongate it or shorten it. So what is the buddy pole on the next go around? If you let me know. KC2TJC for ID. Steve?
This is KV2Ian, QN Mobile. Now northwest of the repeater near the Cross Island Parkway, Vinny. Just for your reference there. First off, who's winning the battle? It's interesting. I'd have to say that Tracy has a neck up on Miranda at this point. Miranda was under the weather this weekend, sitting at the Sear. And as you know, I was under the weather last week, so decided to take it easy and recoup this weekend. I did do some outside yard work, and I did take the cover off the boat. All right. Cover's off the boat, and the batteries are charging. I got some work to do there. But that's the story right there. I don't have a whole lot to report on that, except that Tracy has a neck up on her. I'll keep you posted, though. Yeah, I didn't realize there would be so much interest. Jeepers. As far as the buddy pole goes, and what I know is limited about, I think that's one of those stationary dipole portable antennas. You know, good for, like, field day or camping or port, you know, kind of emergency portable setup. If that's what you're talking about. And I tried to testicle you on Saturday there, Yanni, to find out if you were going to go over to the tent sale at all, which you never reported to me on either. But I guess you're boycotting me as the way I boycott you when you call me, and I don't call back for 3 days. I still love you. Gary?
Well, what we want to know is how often the young ladies get up to bat and what the home field advantage is like. You know we live vicariously through your adventures, Steve. Greg?
Yes, we do. That is true. I think the Asian one is going to win out, actually, even though he's saying the other one ahead of the game a little bit. I think the Asian one will be like his old personal buddy, Paul. I don't know. All right, over to HCB.
And a buddy, Paul, there, JC, is when your wife tells you, you sick and tired of hearing you play radio in the house, and you take your buddy, Paul, and your radio, and you go someplace where all these people are just hanging out in the woods or someplace, and you go operate. Because that's what Steve detailed it as. So, okay, I'm in the canyons. Coming up to the Pearl Diner. Vinny?
I saw her in the canyons. I was in the canyon a few years ago.
No.
So you said that Tracy is leading by a head. Is that correct?
No.
We're not just a head or more than that? Oh, it's you. Actually, JC gets it. This is KA2NCB.
Steve, have you ever thought about combining assets? That'll be my final comment on that for the moment. And it's good to hear that you're got your batteries charging, and you got the tarpaulin off the Z-boat. I'm making arrangements for mine, mostly with the kids. What to do with them while I play boat. So, yeah, I'd like to figure out what's wrong with that. And we'll see. We'll get together. I thank you in advance. AC2TJC for ID. Steve, over to you.
Yes, Johnny, I offered your services to JC, by the way. I figured between you and me, we could figure out his dilemma. That's all. Just figure it out. Not do anything. He has to do all the things. And I did tell JC that the boat that I've used for the last 2 years flawlessly was previously owned by you. Just thought I'd rub a little salt in the wound. I wonder if this year is the year of the hex. You'll tell me. And one of the guys asked what's the scoring system I use with Tracy and Marin. It's generally how long they hold their legs up in the air. I think that's the common denominator. As far as home field advantage, Gary, Tracy lives in Merrick, and Miranda lives in Fresh Meadows. So, does that make Tracy the home field, the home team? Something like that. She lives right near the Big Whistle, as a matter of fact, or currently the Big Ruler. So, sometimes when I'm down that way, I give him a holler and help him to stop in and give his son a lot of noogies. Gary?
I'm almost at the tunnel, so I will bid you all adieu. But Steve, here's a suggestion. When you're ready to launch the boat for the season, for the first time getting it wet, and not with rain, why don't you invite both Miranda and Tracy to join you on the boat? It might make for an interesting afternoon on the water. With that, I'll say 73 and hand it over to Greg. And Giuseppe, be clear.
And I have to run into work for half a second. I'll come back out. So into Alpha Sierra. Sierra, over to HCB if he's still on there.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, go ahead there, Canyon boy.
Okay, I had to make sure you can hear me here. Yeah, as I'm illegally parked in front of Delmonico's Italian Restaurante over here at Williams and Beaver and Hanover and whatever other street is over here to do nonsense work to start my day. Oh, put a needle through the eye. And Steve, back to right. I just checked my phone. I didn't get no text
testicle from you once, that day. I got one from Witchy. I got from Witchy, 10 from my daughter, 2 from my wife, a bunch from my repeater chip person, and that be it, man. Danny?
Well, on that note, I've taken 2 spaces as sheep. It's 148th place is the place to park this morning, 184th Street. Clear trees, everyone. This is the dumper, KA2NCD. Bye, all.
All right, 73Ts, all that left, if you can still hear. John, what was being put up on Saturday? I'm not sure what was being cut. Was it wire, copper solid, or copper strand? What was being put up on the next go-around? If you're still there, let me know. And Steve, aren't you worried that they have a scanner? Steve, over to you.
That the girls have a scanner? Nah. Yeah, they think it's very nerdy, this hobby, so they don't know. And I don't think they really care. As far as Gary's idea, I guess Gary doesn't want me to spend a whole lot of time yachting this year, because that would be the one and only voyage I'd be on. I'd probably be at the bottom of the sound after that. And they'll probably end up going out. So I don't know if that's going to happen. It's going to be interesting, because I'm going to be doing some juggling, but it'll work out. Anyway, yeah, I testicled you on Saturday there, Yanni, and I wanted to see if you were going to, I was thinking about running out east, but I was just getting over like the last day of my stuffy nose and everything, so I decided to run local errands, and then I raked and patched up the backyard, so I got all that out of the way. My cleanup work is done at this point in time. Again, all this stuff with yachting in mind. You want to try and knock out all these chores where it's not primo boating weather yet. Try and knock out those chores around the house so that you're free to dilly-dally out on the high seas with an ethnic woman of your choice. All right, let's see. Vinny was northwest of the repeater, so he's gone. Gary's subterranean, he's gone. EB is still in the car wash, he's gone. And Gregola is somewhere in the workplace. So I think round to Yanni.
Yes, that would be me. JC, there was a ton of stuff going on down there Saturday. If you're talking about the wire extravaganza, that was a 160-meter dipole, an 80-meter dipole, 40-meter, 20-meter, 30-meter, 70-meter, 10-meter, 6-meter dipoles being cut. That's what was going on with that. That other contraption that was in the wall was MOX's DXTC dipole with the coils and twigs attached to it for some reason or another. Oh man, there was all kinds of things going on. So that was the biggest thing going on. Oh yeah, and the other things were the Cat 5 cable setups that SYF and IZ made up, claiming that one person would work and the other ones wouldn't. And I took both cables and I brought them home and they both work, so I think SYF owes IZ something. Anyway, well, it's going to be a good general meeting coming up there, Stevie. You're doing nothing Thursday night. You want to hang out. You want to have donuts and coffee and listen to the 6-meter guru. That's what we're doing. So, that's Thursday night.
Vinnie Park, right? Yeah, Vinnie Park. I think Vinnie Park. So, I'll give it over to JC, but JC, just drag your feet a little bit. I'm not sure if Vinnie's fine or not.
Fine, because I almost ran him over just now.
Yeah, JC.
Alright, I'm here. You know what? What the club should offer is babysitting services, so I could actually spend some more time there. And on a serious note, do your daughters babysit? Because we really need a break, and we have no one who's responsible, or, you know, who wants to do that. Steve, over to you.
I'm not available for babysitting services. Sorry to say. Yeah, I remember those days. Could wear you out. Could really wear you out. Alright. Yeah, sounds like a real swing in time. I think I'll go see Gary and maybe get a root canal. I'll wrap to you guys later. GAB2NQN Mobile. Have a good one. Yanni?
Alright, Stevie. I'll catch you later. I'm going to go wander out of the truck now. I'm going to go get me a fresh cup of coffee. That's what I'm going to do. And Jason, I know you're going through. I went through it for the longest time. I'm just at that point in my life now where they don't care if I go MIA for a few hours on a Thursday night. So, hang in there. And my daughter currently babysits for two kids around the corner, and my older daughter's not old enough yet, so that and her extreme homework caseload is insane. So, all I can say is just hang in there, because it eventually gets better. JC, over to you, and with that, I'm going to sign Steve 73. This is W2, Hotel Charlie Bravo scene, 73 from downtown Manhattan.
Alright, gentlemen, have a good day. And, I guess I'm the last man standing on the radio here. Unless anybody else wants to chime in. KC2T, JC, mobile, and listening.
Alpha Sierra Sierra. Sounds like nobody's left.
KC, TTJC. What's going on? I'm still here.
Yeah, I had to stop at the shop. My boss asked me to stop at the shop and pick up the paycheck for everyone and this, that, and the other thing. So now I'm late for work. But not really, because he asked me to stop at the shop. So I had to talk to him on the phone, talk me through what I had to pick up. That's why I disappeared before. So how long more are you going to be on? What's your final destination?
There's a braking station there. I couldn't get it. No, I'm actually at my destination. I'm sitting in the car. I got a couple of minutes to go. I got the car on. Got the heat on. It's a little chilly this morning, but it'll probably be 50 by the end of that. I kind of like that. I like that weather.
Hey, 58J, we're looking for Greg. You tried calling me on another channel. I mean, he's over here. Good morning.
Bad apple juice. You know what? I shout you so much. I must have shouted you four times this morning. I don't know if you heard me. Okay, good news. I sent you some emails. I don't know if you saw them. But the guy was very cooperative. I can't even say it. He wanted to help out with that handheld, the guy I got it from. And he was surprised. And, you know, he said he would, like, pay for the repair if there's something wrong with it and everything else. But I gave him your number. I gave you his number on the emails and stuff like that. And I gave you Yesu's contact information. So, with their address and everything else. So, it looks like we're going to get somewhere with this thing.
Dodgers, W-A-2-B-A-J in West Iceland. I didn't mean to interrupt you this way. I couldn't get the stupid radio on frequency fast enough. You were gone, so I knew you came over here. Yes, it's very nice, Greg. I will contact him today and see what we can do. But I'm just sitting here now. And I got the original box and all that stuff, so that's great. And, I'll give the one ring on the phone. I normally turn the radio on, up, you know. I don't leave it up all night. Well, I leave it on, but I don't leave it up all night long. But I was on the wrong channel. I didn't enter it for the other gentleman. So, whatever. Thank you very, very much. W-A-2-D-A-J. Let's kick it around.
He was even willing to take it back. Oh, yeah. Cut off JC again. He was even willing to take it back. You know, it's amazing. I don't know if you're on that radio now, but you know, it's so weird because it doesn't, it's very strange. As you use it, it seems like there's nothing wrong with it. It's the weirdest, very strange. I don't know. But like you, oh, he was mentioning something about the frequency, I guess the steps. And he said, if you have the steps set for too large of a step, and you type in a frequency, it'll jump it to like a half a step off, which might be the case. But either way, let it go to Yesu, and we'll figure out, we'll see what's up with that radio.
Very broken. I'm not speaking. That's why I'm not using it. I'm playing here. I agree, make you think wrong with it. Maybe somebody dropped it. It's okay. We'll see what we can do. I'll give a contact and explain the thing to them, and then okay, we'll see what they say. Okay? I appreciate your effort. It was really very kind. That'd be a 2-B-A-J. Where's the other gentleman?
Out there?
Yeah, no, I'm still out here.